the day, and every time somebody did something, they appreciated it with a little round of applause. Now, I know Livy's been worried about what does she say at the end of her reading, and she got it spot on today. So let's appreciate Livy's reading. Well done, Livy. Right, thank you very much. Okay, so much for African weddings. We are beginning with the good news, the gospel, the beginning of the gospel, so said Mark chapter 1. I need a chocolate monitor, Jolie. Do you want to be my chocolate monitor? Thank you. Yeah. Right, you just hold the chocolates, all right? That's fine. And if we call on someone to speak, you can whiz that down to them, and if they speak properly, then you can give them a chocolate, okay? So just go and sit down there while we do that, all right? Thank you very much. Now, so good news. The Greek word for good news is euangelion. Let's say that together. Euangelion. That's right. Well, what does that remind you of? What kind of words does that remind you of? Evangelist, very good. Yeah, evangelist, evangelical, good news. Good. Now, in Jesus' day, it wasn't really used for religious purposes. It was used by kings to bring the good news to the people. What kind of good news would a king want to bring to the people?
We've captured another nation.
Whizzer over there. Whizzer over there with that microphone. Make sure it's turned on. Push it, yeah, push the thing up. Because Nita's desperate for a chocolate this week. Push it up.
The good news is that we've captured another nation.
Very good, we've won a battle. Very good, Anita. What else might a king want to announce? Oh, Elaine Charlesworth's hand was up here first. Over here. Do, 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 do. A king might want to announce...
We're going to cut taxes.
Really might want to say that, yes? Okay. Other good news, Amy Bircher? Oh, we've got to wait for this. Everybody's got to hear. There are people using their things, aren't
they? There's a royal wedding, like the prince is
marrying a princess. A royal wedding? Oh, yeah. Anything else of that nature? Janice is down the back. Right down the back. Oh, yeah, don't forget the chockey. Down the back, what might the king want to say?
The birth of his child.
The birth of his child, very good, the birth of a king. One other thing he might want to announce, Otto. I don't think the king will want to say that. The other thing the king might say, because if you imagine... If you imagine, yeah, we heard it, ITV1's on for another hour. Yeah, well, never mind that one, okay? The king might want to say, because if you imagine, there was no radio and television all those years ago, you wouldn't know if the king's changed. If there's a new king on the throne, he'd have to tell you somehow. And he'd send a runner out with the euangelion. Yes? Well, Jesus comes along, okay, and Mark says this is the beginning of the gospel, right? The good news, because gospel means good news. And who is it about? Verse 1. Who said that? Pam Stunt, Pam Buckingham down there, look, she deserves a chockey. The good news is about Jesus. And we'll look at that a little bit more a little bit later on. Well, I wondered, okay, whether you were any good at good news stories. I've gone... Am I plugged in? Ah, right. So, we haven't quite finished yet, Jolie. What was good news about Thursday, the 20th of July, 1843, if only John Franklin was here? Hang on. Well, try Mr. David Sutling. Yeah, he was, but he might have inside knowledge. Oh, no, we'll go and ask him. Yeah, go on, round the corner. Thursday, the 20th of July, 1843.
Was it your birthday?
It wasn't my birthday. Don't give that man a chocolate under no circumstances. Who's next? Thursday, 1843. That's outrageous. Who's next? Oh, yes, John, big Dave, little Dave there. Little Dave. Here we are. Thursday.
Was it this church was commissioned?
This church was commissioned. Yes, indeed. That was good news. Very good. So the next date, thank you, was 8th of May, 1845. Sorry, not 8, it should be 1945, actually. Should be 1945. 18th of May, 8th of May, 1945. Over there, far left. We have to whiz all the way around. Oh, it's Elizabeth. Yeah, well, I was thinking over there, right the way round. 1945, this should be. The answer is?
Was it the end of the Second World War?
Very good, that's very good, isn't it? End of the Second World War. Did you know that, or did your mum tell you? Honesty now, you're in church? Very good, end of the Second World War. There we are, it's all over. Victory Europe Day. Okay, next date is 30th of July 1960. Oh, Martin Charlesworth's hand was out first.
I'll get the chocolate.
Oh, no.
England won the World Cup.
We did. Proving once and for all that it really does belong to us. Everybody else is just borrowing it until we get it back again. Which we won't. Okay, there's another date. 29th of April, 2011. Oh, George. Oh, do you?
Dad told me.
Oh, well, he doesn't count then. George had his hand up.
Is it the royal wedding?
The royal, whose wedding?
Prince William.
Prince?
William, no. Yeah. Prince William.
And?
Kate Middleton.
Very good, let's see the picture. There it is. Right, now, the next one is... What? That is him. I typed in royal wedding, and that was the picture that came up. Right, first week in January. First week in January.
Sales.
Which sales? You're cheating. You're looking at it. Anyway, let's have a look at the picture then. There it is. The Harrods sale is always on in the first week in January. Yes, that's good news also, isn't it? Well, not for you. And there's one other good date, which is the 13th of August 2011. 13th of August 2011, a good date. Ollie's got it? Well, give him the microphone so we know the answer, Jolie.
Oliver's birthday.
Have a chocolate, Oliver. No, there's another reason that it's a good news day. One down there.
England won the cricket.
They won, not only won the cricket, but...
They came number one in the world.
They are king of the world because they are number one in the world. Even better than the South Africans, they say. There you go. Thank you very much. So the point is this. Have a seat, Jolie. Have a seat. So the point is this. Oh, I haven't quite finished. We've got some more. The point is this. All right. We could tell the story of the nation with certain dates because we know from that lot that England's a worshipping country. We've got the Church of England. We know that England has fought its wars. We had VE Day. What else do we know? We know that it's got a royal family, whatever they look like. We know that we're a sporting nation, and we know that we go shopping. So we could tell something of the story of the nation through the good news, couldn't we? Well, now then, there's an even better story of good news. There we are, the whole good news story of the gospel, the true good news. When does it start? Well, actually, before creation. Because if you open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and give me the first four words. In the beginning, God. All right? God was first. Have we got God? There he is. Now, the interesting thing about God is, can you see that? It's sort of a Trinity sign. When you use the word God, you're not, you're saying, you're talking about three persons all at once. God the
Son.
God the Son. God the. They are a holy Trinity. You see, in that little graphic, you can also see a similar one, triangular one, up in the window there. The center circle says God, and then on the left you've got the Father, on the right you've got the Son, and on the bottom you've got the Holy Spirit. And in the circle on the outside, just to complicate matters, it says the Father is not the Son, is not the Spirit, is not the Father. But the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God. Do you all understand that?
Yep.
No, you don't. Because Trinity is a mystery which we have to go on exploring forever and ever, but it is the truth. So that's the first bit of good news, is that gospel starts in our good God. And then the second bit of good news... Creation. Very good, Kath Sweetland. Whiz down there with a sweet for Kath Sweetland. Creation. Okay, because what did God do? There he was, hovering over the chaos, and then what happened? He said. And what did he say? Let it, and there was light, you see, and he revealed himself. Is that what you said? Very good. Whiz over there and give her a sweetie. Let there be light. So, if creation was the second part of the story of good news, what is the third bit of the story of good news? No. The third bit in the story after creation, Imogen Bircher. Ew. What did you say? Oh, whiz the microphone down there, tell me. It's a bit like Daft's good news, this bit of good news. No, no, that's all part of creation. Ollie's got it down there, Ollie.
The gospel of salvation.
Well, before that, why did we need salvation? You see, it's like Daft's good news. If you remember Daft's good news, this bit of good news might seem bad news. This is the whole story of the good news. No, no, before, there's Mr. Robinsonio there, he thinks he knows, telling each other the story.
The fall.
The fall of man. You see, we wouldn't need saving if we hadn't fallen in the first place. Well, it's bad news, but in the context of the whole thing, it's good news. It's like Daft's bad news that became good news. The whole story. Are we with it so far? Good. So, Oliver, if we've got bad news in the fall, right, what then happens? Ollie, go down to Ollie.
It's salvation.
Salvation, or redemption, okay? Very good. Now, this is the hub of it. Verse 1 of Mark chapter 1 says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. His death being the nub, the heart of the gospel. His resurrection being the power of the gospel. And his ascension into glory being the very glory of the gospel. Jesus, he is the one who saves us from our fall. And because he's done that, what's the next bit of the story? There's a hand gone up over there. Now, if this is a hand that gets the right answer, you can have two sweeties, if we've got any left.
Jesus rose again.
Well, we've done that bit, because it's all about the redemption. The death, resurrection, and ascension is all there in the redemption. No? Okay, what comes after Jesus go? Oh, Anita. No. The whole story. Imogen Bircher. No, 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 not when we get anywhere. Huh? There's Kimberly. Kimberly. What did we do last week, even?
We get the Holy Spirit.
And what do we call it when the Holy Spirit comes?
Pentecost.
There we are. You see? Pentecost. Because without the Spirit of God in us, we can't do anything. We need the power of God. And once we've received Christ Jesus, we receive the Spirit. So then, that's about living good news now. Evie's cheating because she's looking at the answer, says, you are banned, Evie. But lastly, how comes we've got number four twice? That should be number five. And number six is... eternal life. Very good, Anita. You've had too many chocolates this morning. Have we got that, Evie? Eternal life. You see, we're going. We are not just saved from the fall, from our sin. We are also saved for glory. Let's say that together. We're saved from sin for glory. And I'm going. Who's going? Only some of you. Ooh. Not all of you? Oh, well. We'll see. See you there if you know you're going. You see, this is the point. The Spirit confirms with our spirit that we are children of God. Now, go back to Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. You see, Jesus came preaching. He came proclaiming the gospel. And what did he do it with? What were the words he did it with? Very good. You said that without moving your lips. The time has come. Repent and believe the good news. He came proclaiming. Now, there we are. You see, in the old days, we used to have, you can have a sweet if you know that man's name. Tony Appleton. Very good. John Dawson. Tony Appleton, our town crier. Very good. He came proclaiming the news. In the old days, you see, when the king wanted to announce the good news, the town crier came out, and what did he say? What did he say? Thank you! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Now, even in my time, when I was about Joel's age, right, I've got a picture of Joel here, actually, on the screen. There it is. That's just about right, isn't it, Joel? We'd have the newspaper boy going, extra, extra, read all about it. Very good. You're not very good newspaper sellers, are you? Let's try again.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
That's great. And people got their news. They got it. They went and bought it. So how do we get news today? Twitter. Get your news on the Twitter. Get it in from the paper.
TV.
Buy it in the shop.
TV.
On the radio.
TV.
On the telly and the internet. Very good. Jesus, however, came proclaiming good news. I don't want that up yet.
You could get news from people because if they know it, they can tell you.
Yes, you can get good news from people, and that's the very point, you see. Turn to verse 35 to 39 of Mark chapter 1, and you'll see Jesus there in the news business. And it tells us, right, he'd done a bit of preaching, a bit of proclaiming in this place, and then he went off to pray, and they were all looking for him, and the disciples said, Master, everyone's looking for you. And he said, we're going over the hill, somewhere else. We're going to proclaim to other towns, because that's why I've come. And it says that Jesus went throughout Galilee preaching the good news. You see, how do people hear the good news of God's love? All that story we've told ourselves, how do people hear that today? How do people hear the good news of the gospel? Yes. Through the Bible. They may pick up the Bible and get the good news. That's a good answer. He needs a sweetie. Don't worry, Joel. There'll be one for you at the end. Sweetie for James. Oh, you're ahead of the game. Ooh, well, give one to Emmy. She's a bit of ahead of herself. How else might they get the gospel? Sorry? Yeah, that's also one. You can have a sweetie for that as well, but that's the last answer. I don't want that answer that some people tell other people. Andy Barker's got one. Come to church. Good place to come, don't you think, church? Don't you reckon? What a stellar place to be. Church? Yeah, where else do they get? Oh, yeah? Premier Radio. One for Evie down there. Yes. But maybe... Oh. Elaine Harvey there?
Elaine Harvey.
Who? Can you? I can't hear. With the microphone, Joel. Need the microphone. No, the microphone. Can't speak into Joel.
Through the schools.
Schools. My hear is at school. That's a good one. Yes. But, you see, like Jesus who went to Galilee... Maybe we could be a bit like the town crier who said, or we could be like the other fella, extra, read all about it, and we could tell other people about the good news where we are, couldn't we? And the good news is this: God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Pass it on. Very good. Keep that going. You see, we can all be gossipers of the gospel. So, this is it. Oh yay, oh yay. Extra, read all about it. God loves you. Pass it on. Yes, that's our news today. After three. Two, three. God loves
you. Pass it on.
Yeah, forgot the oh yay, oh yay bit. Let's try again. Three! Oh yay! Oh yay! Extra! Extra! Read all about it! God loves you! Pass it on! Very good. Jolie, take a chocolate and pass that on. And anyone who hasn't had a chocolate, if there's any left, have one of those. We're going to sing a song. Oof.